Huh. I thought what I was doing on the weekends was actually helping me and helping my health, but what I'm reading now is that it's actually detrimental, which seems like an oxymoron, if you ask me.
I mean, what are we talking about? You do a lot of things on the weekend that you could perceive one way or the other.
It's Anna and Raven. What time do you wake up during the week when we have to be here for work so early?
During the week, I wake up at 4 o'clock, normal weather, normal day.
Right. What time do you wake up on the weekend?
On the weekend, I wake up probably about 7, maybe, might roll over at 6:30, but probably like 7.
Yeah, so and during the week, my first alarm goes off at 3:40 a.m.
Right.
And then I hit snooze, and then depending on whether I need to be presentable that day or not,
right,
is if I hit it once or twice.
Well, these are the things that I keep in mind, too, is like snow and stuff like that, but
yeah.
Okay, right.
Or if I have to, like, actually do my hair for something. But on the weekends, I don't wake up until my baby starts crying and I have to get up. And usually that's around, like, same thing like you, 7, 7:30,
sure,
6:30. It kind of just depends on the weekend day.
Right.
And some days, if my husband is feeling loving and giving, he'll actually run and go get her so I can sleep till like 8:30.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's like a vacation.
I couldn't even stay in bed that long. I got to be honest. It would just weigh me down.
I've always been
Doesn't even matter what time I go to bed.
I've always been a person that's been like, I need a lot of sleep. So the fact that I have ended up in this job where I get so little sleep,
yeah,
is kind of an oxymoron. Remember, I used to be a high school teacher and I didn't cut it because, yeah, I couldn't stand getting up back then at 5 a.m.
I don't know if I'm going to blame the job. I'll blame the motherhood.
Right.
Right.
Well,
that.
So, but it says here, according to this new study, it actually could be hurting my heart by doing that. They found that especially in women, if you sleep late on the weekends, it could be detrimental to your cardiovascular health. They're saying 2 hours more than you would normally sleep is bad news. So that means that I'm supposed to be getting up at 5:40 on the weekends? No, thank you.
Yeah, that sounds brutal.
Right.
It'll just have to kill you, I guess.
Thanks a lot
for the help, heart.
Right.
I don't know. Every study that you find, you can find five studies that will tell you the opposite thing, right? I found that one that tells me that naps are good for my heart. But everybody else screams at me every time I try and defend naps.
Because when you take a nap for 4 hours. That's not a nap.
That's mini sleeping.
No, it's hibernation. And that's dangerous for a grown man.
That doesn't seem like it makes sense.